my clock says 9:59, so I'd hate to start too early in case anyone's just coming in the door now. Oh well, still says 9:59, but welcome. Welcome this morning. Let's begin with a great call to worship, which is All Heaven Declares. Let's think of the words as we sing them, because they're truth. Welcome everybody here this morning. There's some unfamiliar faces, but if you're new here, welcome. And if anyone's sitting close to you who knows you, would they like to introduce you to the rest of us?
This is Meg Lapworth. She was a missionary in Senegal with her husband and kids. And so great to see her. This is her brother, Richard.
Good morning.
I'm Rose.
That's his wife.
Thank you, Jeff. Welcome.
And I'd like to introduce Brian Patchett, with the beautiful singing voice over there. Yeah. Brian was with us in our church when we were in Upper Hutt Baptist Church, and he's doing a little tour around the South Island. Deigned to join us today and had some adventures together. So, welcome, Brian.
I just like to say that you might be wondering why I'm wearing this here today, this bright shirt here. And I'm sort of walking down memory lane, because back in 1997, Doug and Ethel, my late wife Rose and myself, and two other couples from the church went to the Saddleback Conference in Southern California. And Rick Warren, the senior pastor there, every time he got up to speak, he seemed to have a different Hawaiian shirt on. So we all went out and bought our Hawaiian shirts, and this is the one I bought there in 1997. It's doing well. Mind you, it hasn't had a lot of wear.
Thank you. Brian is also on the board of Circuit International. Stu and Ruth Corlett come to mind, and Brian is one of the underpinning people on that. Yep. So,
great. Fantastic. Welcome. Thank you.
This is our son, Hamish.
Welcome.
Dwelling on the name Hamish last week, so I've reached up another Hamish.
Welcome, Hamish.
Our son, home from the UK for a few days.
Fantastic. That's great. I don't usually make a practice to embarrass people in the mornings, but it's wonderful to have different people here together. So thank you. And I'm sure if Doug asks you to speak, Brian, at some stage we'll see another shirt. Oh, you'll be able to pass that on?
Yeah.
Thanks. Cool. Rightio. I'd like to read to you from Ezekiel chapter 36. And Ezekiel, most of you will know about him. He, God got a hold of him back when the Israelites were in exile, and spoke to him about what God was going to do with the Israelites. In chapter 36, verses 24 to 28, there's some wonderful verses about what God's about to do. It's the chapter just before the Valley of Dry Bones. It says, this is God speaking, "For here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you out of these countries." Remember, it's about Israel. "I'm going to take you out of these countries, gather you from all over, and bring you back to your own land. I'll pour pure water over you and scrub you clean. I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you. I'll remove the stone heart from your body and replace it with a heart that's God-willed, not self-willed. I'll put my spirit in you and make it possible for you to do what I tell you and live by my commands. You'll once again live in the land I gave your ancestors. You'll be my people. I'll be your God." It's quite cool that whatever God wants to do, he usually talks about it first and then he does it. And I think he wants to partner with us in believing with him with what he said and what he's going to do. And there's a lot of things in the Bible about what God says he's going to do, and especially if you transfer that into the New Testament. But I really, really like the verse that says, "I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you. I'll remove your stone heart from your body and replace it with a heart that's God-willed, not self-willed." I think all of us want more of that. Mm. So with that in mind, let's talk to God. Lord, thank you for the promise in Ezekiel that you gave to him for the Israelites, and you brought that about. Lord, thank you that you make declarations and promises over us and say what you want to do in our lives, whether it's individually, whether it's a group, whether it's a group of your people, or whether it's all of your people called your bride. Lord, you said what you want to do. You draw us into relationship with you. You want us to listen so we can hear what you want to do, and then you want to do it. Lord, sometimes we're full of good intentions, and that doesn't always follow through in our actions. Lord, you know the motivations of our heart. You knew us before we were born. We can't hide from you, but you love us anyway. You sent Jesus anyway. You did it because you knew that we couldn't fulfill those instructions on our own. Lord, thank you that you had that plan in mind from the creation of the world. Thank you for your overwhelming, amazing kindness to us. Lord, help us to realize who we are in you, your children, loved from before the world began. Thank you that you seek us out, you draw us to you, and you want to grow us in a relationship that's meaningful, not just to us, but to those around us. Thank you for your truth, Lord, for your promises. Help us to live them like we believe them, and believe them and live them. Thank you that you're with us. You're here in a gathering, and that you lead us in all that we do. Help this time, Lord, to be a recommitment to you of what you're asking from us, Lord, of who you are, an understanding afresh of your truth and love for us. In Jesus' name, because he died for us. Amen. Can we have the notices, please, Joe? Oh, okay. Have people seen the notices? I've got a couple. I've got one. Next Sunday is chapel services on Sunday afternoon. Jim's going to, I think, is Jim involved with those?
Possibly, I am.
You are. Okay. See Doug if you need to know any more. And the following weekend, communion, March the 11th. Does anyone have anything to celebrate or share?
But just one other little notice. Eleanor Collins has kindly made her home available for next Saturday afternoon between 2 and 4. And Ethel and Doug, we're celebrating a big 7-0. And you're welcome to sort of call by and say hello. No presents. Your presence is all that's required. So if you don't know where Eleanor lives, it's Eleanor, just ask her, and you can find your way there. Between 2 and 4, come and go, feel free.
Just
thank you.
Bring something for some afternoon tea.
Oh, and bring a plate with food on it as well.
Thank you. Has anyone had a birthday or celebration? Apart from having friends arrive, which is always a wonderful celebration.
No.
No birthdays? No? Okay. No? Right. Last week, Judy asked us to just pause after we'd started our service, and there was a small time when she asked us to see what God was saying. Just wondered if there'd been any follow-up from that, anything that you would like to share as part of that, or whether that's something that's still germinating and growing. It's obviously still growing and germinating.